Words have a lot of power. They have the power to bring people together or start fights. But sometimes the most potent response is no response at all. As per the Stoic view, silence is more than just not speaking. It's a smart move that will help you handle tough situations with grace, power, and inner strength. In this video, we'll talk about 13 specific times when Stoic wisdom says you should be quiet. We'll look into when your anger makes it hard to make decisions, when rumors and bad things happen around you, when someone wants to start a fight with you, and a lot more. Find out how silence can be your most powerful tool, which will let you keep your inner peace even when things try to upset you. Get clear before you act without thinking. Stop the negativity and keep the dispute from getting worse. Maintaining your cool will earn you respect. Is being quiet the answer for you? Come with us as we look into the power of Stoic silence and how it can change how you deal with life's problems. If you want to get even more useful Stoic advice and tips on how to handle life with calm and inner power, you might want to subscribe to our channel. Number 1. When emotions run high. Imagine that you are running through a busy market, balancing heavy bags and avoiding people who are weaving. A person suddenly bumps into you, knocking your carefully arranged groceries to the ground. A mix of anger and embarrassment rises as frustration escalates. Naturally, your first reaction might be to lash out and go on a vocal rant at the poor person who did this. The Stoic advice of silence comes in handy here. While Epictetus was a supporter of reason and emotional control, he said, "What upsets you is not what happens to you, but how you think about what happens." Lots of the time, the real cause of our stress is not something that happened, but how we think about it. During a stressful situation, our feelings may make it hard to think clearly, turning a simple bump into an attack on our person. In these situations, being quiet can be very helpful. Mindfully choosing to hold back the first explosion or pausing makes room for reason to return. Hold your tongue until you are sure you have something better to offer than silence, according to Seneca, who is another famous Stoic. We can do the following during this break. Evaluate the situation. When there is silence, we can take a step back and look at what happened with more clarity. Was it really someone doing something bad, or was it just a tragic accident? A more objective view can be gained by taking a deep breath and watching the situation. Identify the feelings. The outburst of anger or frustration could hide deeper feelings like sadness or concern. Quietness helps us recognize these feelings and figure out what's causing them. Consider the effects. Consider the possible outcomes before blurting out something hurtful. Will losing control of your anger make things worse or better? It gives us time to think about how our words might affect others. Being aware doesn't mean holding your feelings inside. You can handle the problem calmly and firmly once you've calmed down. It might be enough to say, "Excuse me, that was quite a bump." Alternatively, you can calmly and politely explain why you're angry if the scenario calls for it. Without mastering the pause, your feelings will control you. By keeping you from saying something you might later regret, silence acts as a shield, allowing you to react with more clarity and control. Number 2. When you don't have all the facts. Imagine that you are at a dinner party where people are talking heatedly about a difficult subject. One of the guests, who is known for having strong views, starts a very angry rant. You might feel compelled to get involved and give your own opinion or argue against what they're saying. Before you add your voice to the noise, though, think about what the Stoic emperor Marcus Aurelius said about how important it is to act with careful consideration. It's like going into a maze while wearing blindfolds to start a talk without knowing everything about it. You could get lost, find dead ends, or take the wrong steps, which would take you further away from your goal. At this point, silence can help you change from a cocky know-it-all to a willing student. When you listen carefully, you can collect data, listen carefully to what the speaker says, the proof they use, and the assumptions they make. Therefore, you can fully comprehend their point of view. Find your biases. Everyone has them, and they affect how they see things. You can figure out if the speaker is biased by their silence, which helps you judge their claims more accurately. Asking questions to help. When you think you understand what's going on better, ask questions at the right time to get more information. This lets the other person know that you really want to understand them and keeps mistakes from happening. To the Stoics, conversation should be clear and to the point. In this situation, being quiet doesn't mean you're shy or don't have any thoughts. You have to pick the right time to talk. You can make a well-informed answer that adds something important to the conversation if you wait until you have a good understanding of what is going on. Imagine that the talk at the dinner party goes on. If you pay close attention, you might notice that the person speaking is only telling you one side of the story. With what you've learned, you could ask them a question that makes them think about things from a different point of view, which would lead to a more complex conversation. Using the Stoic method of thoughtful silence can help you avoid misunderstandings and make sure your efforts are useful and important. You lead the talk toward a place of greater understanding by being a beacon of reason in the maze of conversation. Number 3, when you're giving unsolicited advice. Think about being on a busy mountain trail. You meet another hiker whose face is scarred with fear as they look at a ripped map. Their boots are muddy and their bag looks like it's too heavy. It might be hard not to give advice like maybe lighten your pack or there's a shortcut a little further up. Before you give help that wasn't asked for, though, think about what the Stoic said. Stoics thought that the only way to get real advice was to ask for it. Image a tired tourist getting lost on a winding road. The last thing they need is another voice adding to their confusion and giving them advice they didn't ask for. They need space and freedom to find their own way and come up with their own answers. In this situation, silence is a gift and a strong way to show respect and empathy. By keeping quiet, you avoid a number of problems, seeming invasive or condescending. Giving help without being asked can seem rude or condescending, even if the person means well. Being quiet lets the other person know that you trust them to handle their own problems. Suffocating their voice. People need to be able to vent or talk about their problems before they can be helped. They can be heard and work through their thoughts when you stay quiet. Not letting them grow. People grow and learn when they face problems and decide for themselves what to do. Giving them advice they haven't asked for can keep them from learning from this event. The Stoics thought that people should live in a good way, which includes respecting other people's rights to be alone. When used in this way, silence becomes a kind act. You give the other person space, which lets them take responsibility for the issue. If you don't offer quick answers, you push them to own the issue and think about their choices. Develop your problem-solving skills. Handling problems on your own makes you more independent and improves your ability to solve problems. Find their own answers. Answers that people find on their own are often more important and useful than answers that are forced on them from outside. Naturally, being quiet doesn't mean you can't offer help. Say something like, "Can I help you in any way?" or "Do you need directions?" if the hiker on the trail looks really lost or stressed out. This lets them know that they can ask for help if they want to. Adopting the Stoic practice of thoughtful silence shows that you understand and value the other person's journey. They feel more confident as they go along because you give them the tools to find their own answers. Number 4. When someone is venting, put yourself in the position of a close friend who enters through your door with their shoulders sunk and a storm brewing in their eyes. In the midst of an unpleasant scenario at work, such as a demanding employer, a gossipy colleague, or an impending deadline, they burst into a rant about the problem. Perhaps you have a strong inclination to immediately provide answers or words of encouragement to the situation. Seneca, a Stoic philosopher, felt that sometimes the most supporting gesture is merely to create a safe harbor for emotions. Before delivering advice, however, it is important to take into consideration the wisdom of Seneca. It's not always the case that people who are venting are looking for solutions to their problems. They require an outlet because they are experiencing an overwhelming amount of emotions such as rage, irritation, or despair. At this point, silence transforms into a potent instrument for displaying empathy and establishing a secure environment in which they can examine and work through their emotions. You provide multiple sorts of support by carefully listening without passing judgment on what is being heard. Validation. Simply acknowledging their feelings by nodding or murmuring, "I understand," validates their experience and reassures them that they are not alone in what they are going through. Venting gives individuals the opportunity to release pent-up emotions in a way that is beneficial to their mental health. The fact that you are not speaking creates a secure environment in which they are able to freely express themselves. When people verbalize their frustrations, it can sometimes help them gain perspective and understand the situation more clearly. This is because the act of speaking out can help them see things more clearly. A space is created for this process to take place while there is silence. Among the Stoics' core beliefs was the concept of leading a virtuous life, which included cultivating true ties with other people. Given the circumstances, silence can be interpreted as a sort of compassion. Providing them with a listening ear and an environment that is free from judgment, you are providing them with the opportunity to work through their feelings in a manner that is unique to them by creating an environment in which they are free to express themselves without being interrupted. Determine the root causes. As people vent their frustrations, they may become aware of more fundamental problems or conflicts that are contributing to their stress. Arrive at their own solutions. Sometimes the act of talking things out helps people arrive at their own solutions or coping methods. This takes place when they talk things through. It goes without saying that silence does not equate to total inactivity. A reassuring touch on the shoulder or a friendly grin are two examples of nonverbal cues that can be used to convey support. You can demonstrate that you are engaged by asking clarifying questions if they appear to be open to the idea. However, the most important thing is to allow them to take the lead in the conversation and freely express their feelings. You can become a rock of support for your friend or co-worker by adopting the Stoic technique of sitting quietly and thinking about what you are saying. You provide them with a secure environment in which they may express their feelings, enabling them to work through their challenges and emerge more resilient and powerful. Number 5. When you're in a conflict situation, what if you and your partner had a fight? The conversation quickly turns into a heated fight as voices rise and accusations fly. People may want to respond with more responses and counter-arguments because it seems like the normal thing to do. To avoid adding to the fire, Think about the Stoics' wise words. They believed in controlling your emotions and using your mind. Sometimes, the most powerful way to calm down in the middle of a fight is to choose silence. Back and forth is what makes arguments grow, like flames. This makes it harder to see what's really going on, because each response fuels more anger and rage. Being quiet at this point can be very helpful in breaking this bad routine. You make room for before and after the talk. Tensions. The first wave of anger and frustration needs time to pass. A moment of silence gives everyone a chance to calm down. Afterward, logic can begin to show its strength again. Switching points of view. Feelings get in the way of making decisions and seeing things from the other person's point of view when you're angry or upset. You can take a step back, look at the situation objectively, and think about the other side of the case when there is silence. Downsizing. Just being quiet can be a very effective way to downsize a situation. In the middle of a heated fight, it breaks up the constant back and forth. Promoting good relationships was an important part of the Stoic way of life. It's like a planned retreat when you're in this situation. Giving up or admitting loss is not the point. Finding a better way to solve the problem is what it's all about. We're not done talking just because there is a pause. It's better to start a conversation after your feelings have calmed down. So, here's how the Stoic ideas work. Talk about yourself, I, instead of accusing others, you. Think about how the situation makes you feel, instead of you always. Say, I feel hurt when. Pay full attention to your partner. Don't talk over them and try to see things from their point of view. Practice active listening. Find things you have in common. You should look for small places where everyone agrees. In order to feel connected and work together again, this can help. You can keep the disagreement from getting worse by practicing the Stoic virtue of thoughtful silence. For a more constructive and friendly settlement, you make room for reason and empathy to win. Number 6. When someone is gossiping. For example, picture yourself at a party where a group of people are crowded around a co-worker talking quietly. A person is talking, and as you get closer, you hear bits and pieces of it. It could be juicy information about their personal life or a harsh criticism of someone they know. You might really want to join in, either to add your own information or just to watch the action. Think about what the famous Stoic philosopher Epictetus said before you get caught up in the talk. Gossip is a disease of the soul. Disagreements are what gossip is made of. Sharing rumors, half-truths, and malicious speculation is what it does best. And it often hurts people's names and breaks down trust. We spread pessimism and could hurt other people when we do it. Silence is a strong weapon in this situation, protecting us from the disease of the soul. It shows that you are honest and committed to Stoic values like being kind and telling the truth by choosing not to join. In order to avoid the allure of gossip, you need to be quiet. Misinformation should not be spread. Gossip often changes the truth by adding to it or changing facts. You won't be spreading false information without meaning to if you keep quiet. Looking out for your reputation, being linked to rumors can make people think badly of you. Honesty and discretion are traits that make your reputation stronger, and being quiet shows that you value them. Be kind. Gossip feeds on bad feelings and can hurt the people being talked about. To be kind and compassionate, you must be silent. This includes how we treat other people because the Stoics believed in living virtuously. It's possible to be morally resistant by keeping quiet in this situation. Because it goes against your ideals, you refuse to do something. The question is, what if the talk makes you feel bad? It's not always true that silence means nothing at all. To get through it, try these things. If you need to leave politely, you could say something like, "Excuse me, I need to use the bathroom," or "I see someone I need to talk to." If we change the subject, remove the attention from the gossip by starting a new conversation about something good and neutral. "I'm not comfortable discussing this" is a simple way to set a clear limit and stop the gossip. You become a shining example of honesty if you follow the stoic way of careful silence. This makes the social environment more positive and respectful because you fight the urge to spread negativity and hold yourself to a higher standard. Number 7. When you're unsure of cultural norms. Imagine that you are in a different country and you are at the door to a beautiful temple. The air has a strange energy, and the buildings are covered with complicated symbols that you don't understand. You're feeling excited, but there's also a flicker of doubt. What are the rules around here? Is it okay to talk out loud? Should you take your shoes off? You might really want to ask a lot of questions or just blurt out how amazed you are. But before you make a culture faux pas, think about what the Stoics said. They believed that people should act carefully and with respect for others. If you want to show respect and get used to new cultural norms, silence can be very helpful in this case. Being sensitive is important when you go to a new place or talk to someone from a different society. You would not go into someone's home without knowing how to behave, and you should not go into a cultural place without doing the same. In this situation, silence turns into a way of observing. In it, you can take in the atmosphere, pay close attention to how other people act. Are they talking very quietly? Are they taking their shoes off? Watch what they do and how they dress to get ideas on how to behave. Figure out body language. Body language, gestures, and facial emotions can say a lot. Watch for ways that other people show respect or reverence to help you decide how to act. Ask for information in a polite way. If you don't understand a certain habit, find a polite way to ask about it. Maybe a quick look on your phone's internet or a nice question to a reliable local guide will give you the answers you need. The Stoics thought that people should be good, and that means respecting other people's cultures and customs. When used in this way, silence becomes a way of cultural shame. It shows that you are willing to learn and change, and that you know you are a guest in this place. Imagine going into the temple and seeing people bowed their heads and whispered prayers. Being respectful and quiet like they do will keep the sacred atmosphere from being disturbed and show that you understand the culture norms. This lets you fully enjoy the experience and understand the beauty and importance of the place without offending anyone. You can become a careful traveler by following the Stoic advice to be quiet and think. You treat places you don't know with care and interest, which helps you learn more about and appreciate other cultures. Number 8. When you're pressed to make a quick decision. Imagine that you are in a very tense organization meeting. Whatever the choice is, and possible investment, the start of a marketing effort, or the agreement to work together, making a choice is very important. Everybody in the room is looking at you, and things are getting tense. People may feel forced to say what they were thinking, or just agree with the person who speaks the loudest. He was the Roman ruler and a Stoic philosopher. Marcus Aurelius said that people should not make decisions that are rash and inconsiderate. You should do this before deciding quickly on something you might not like in the end. People who are under a lot of stress to decide quickly may feel like they are going through thick fog. Things can get confusing with information and choices getting mixed up, and the chance of making a bad choice is very high. At this point, silence turns into a powerful tool that can help you think more clearly and buy you valuable time. When you pause at the right time like a Stoic, you can do the following. Being able to keep quiet lets you listen to the arguments being made, ask questions that will help you understand what's going on, and gather all the relevant information so that you can study it. It will be easier for you to make a smart decision if you know more about the situation. It is important to see what the problems are because the original excitement or pressure to fit in could hide them. When there is silence, you can step back and think about the pros and cons of each option in a clear-headed way. Think about what will happen in the long run. When people make hasty choices, they often only think about what will happen right away. You can think about the long-term effects of your choice and how it fits in with your overall goals and business plan when you are quiet. A key idea in Stoic thought was to live a moral life, which meant making smart decisions. When you look at it this way, silence becomes a way of planning ahead. This shows that you have thought about it and are determined to make choices that are well thought out. What are some good ways to use silence in these kinds of situations? Here are a few strategies. Recognize the pressure, saying something as simple as, "This is a big decision, and I want to think about all of my options carefully," will give you important time to think about what will happen. Ask for more help. Before you decide, you should make sure you have a full picture. If you need more information or clarification, don't be afraid to ask. Thoughts on a short break. If at all possible, you should suggest a short break so that everyone can gather their thoughts and come back to the argument with a better focus. If you follow the Stoic method of contemplative quiet, you can avoid the problems that come with making hasty choices. You can stay calm and in charge, which makes it more likely that you will make a choice that is well-informed and good for you in the long run. Number 9. When someone is trying to provoke you. Put yourself in the position of attending a social function. Suddenly, you are approached by a person you know who is notorious for their quick tongue and bold statements. They begin by making a nasty remark about your beliefs or proceeding to make a snide statement about the most recent project you have been working on. The first thing that comes to mind is probably to respond with a witty comeback or to defend oneself with a lot of enthusiasm. On the other hand, before getting involved in a heated argument, it is advisable to take into consideration the Stoics' advice, which emphasized the need of emotional resilience. Within the context of this circumstance, silence transforms into a potent shield, repelling their attempts to provoke you and keeping you from being manipulated by their strategies. It is common for those who strive to provoke others to derive satisfaction from the reaction they receive. It is possible that they will resort to sarcasm, insults, or even plain lies in the hope of starting a verbal altercation and profiting from the incident. We give them exactly what they want, which is a power battle, when we engage with them on their level, whether with rage, irritation, or defensiveness. When this occurs, silence transforms into a powerful instrument that can be used to disrupt their influence. You exhibit multiple kinds of strength by maintaining your silence, including the following. Controlling your emotions. You are not going to allow yourself to be controlled by anything that they try to do to you emotionally. Your lack of response demonstrates that you are not a pawn in their game. A demonstration of your inner strength and self-assurance is demonstrated when you are able to keep your composure in the face of provocation. They do not have the power to define you. You can easily disrupt the loop of negativity that they are trying to generate by choosing not to react, also known as disengagement. They will no longer have any influence on you. One of the Stoics' core beliefs was that one should live a virtuous life, which included the ability to skillfully manage one's emotions. Within the parameters of this discussion, silence transforms into a sort of self-respect. You have made the decision to avoid engaging in conflict that is counterproductive and to avoid lowering yourself to their level. Silence, on the other hand, is not necessarily the only reaction you can provide. One can address the situation in a number of different ways without falling into their web, including the following: an uncomplicated argument. A graceful exit can be created by saying, "Excuse me, I need to grab a drink," which displays to the person that their efforts have been unsuccessful. An approach that is disarming. Their statement can be acknowledged with a cool, "That's an interesting perspective," which can give them the satisfaction of a passionate debate without creating a heated debate. By completely changing the subject of the conversation and directing it towards something constructive and impartial, you may shift the focus. You will be immune to their attempts to provoke you if you adopt the Stoic technique of contemplative silence and adopt it as your habit. In order to demonstrate that their remarks do not have any influence over you, you keep your composure and continue to maintain your inner serenity. Number 10, when you don't have anything valuable to add. Suppose you are attending a meeting at your place of employment. An intricate new marketing campaign is the subject at hand, and a group of seasoned professionals is currently engaging in the process of figuring out the specifics. Numbers are flying, technical language is filling the air, and plans are being dissected with the skill that comes from years of experience. There is a possibility that you will feel compelled to participate, to express your viewpoint, or to pose a fundamental inquiry. However, before you decide to get involved in the discourse, you should think about the Stoics' philosophy, which emphasized the need of communication that is both clear and succinct. By being silent in this circumstance, you are able to effectively demonstrate respect for the other person and ensure that your contributions are valued. There are some conversations that do not require your participation. When it comes to making a contribution, there are instances when active listening is the most valuable contribution you can make. Just for a moment, picture a few medical professionals talking about a very unusual patient. In the event that you do not possess the necessary medical knowledge, expressing an uninformed query or opinion would be both disruptive and impolite from your point of view. This is the point at which stillness transforms into a sort of wisdom. Silence is a choice that allows you to. It is important to demonstrate respect for expertise by acknowledging the knowledge and experience of the individuals who are speaking. You are demonstrating that you are eager to learn from them by remaining silent. Stay away from unnecessary chatter. Not every conversation requires the participation of another person. The professionals are able to concentrate on the intricacy of the matter at hand without being distracted by any distractions when there is silence. Engage in active listening. This enables you to take in important information and, at a later time, when you have a better understanding of the situation, you may be able to ask questions that are insightful. The Stoics held the belief that one should aim to live a virtuous life, and this belief extended to successful communication. In this setting, silence transforms into a sort of engagement that is characterized by thoughtfulness. When you do talk, you make sure that your comments are pertinent and well-informed, thereby demonstrating that you respect the conversation that is currently taking place. Despite this, there are still methods to engage without interfering with the flow of the event. Listed below are some of the strategies. When it comes to non-verbal cues, it is important to keep eye contact and nod your head to demonstrate that you are paying attention and following the discourse. Keep a record of, in order to contribute in a more meaningful manner in the future, Jot down any important questions or points that come up before you. Wait for an appropriate moment. It is best to wait for a natural lull in the conversation before interjecting if you have a truly relevant idea to contribute. You can develop into a courteous and attentive listener by embracing the Stoic technique of deliberate silence. Your contributions are well-timed and impactful, and you learn from the skills of others. You also guarantee that your offerings are useful. Number 11. When you're reflecting or processing information. Imagine using your phone and going through it over and over again. Your senses are constantly being bombarded by news updates, social media alerts, and texts. Overloading on information makes you feel stressed out and confused. It might be very tempting to look for another thing to do or another supply of dopamine. Think about the Stoics' advice before you get caught up in the digital flow, though. They thought that thinking about yourself can help you make decisions. Modern life is full of information, so silence is important for understanding and making sense of it all. Spending some time alone lets you organize your thoughts. The steady flow of outside stimuli can make it hard to focus. Silence gives you a chance to collect your thoughts, arrange your ideas, and develop a more complete understanding of the scenario. Differentiate your analysis. Irresponsible decisions often have results that were not meant. The sound of silence lets you look at a problem from various angles and think about all the possible factors before coming to a decision. Develop inner peace. Your mind's constant chattering can be tiring. One can relax and find inner peace in silence, which is something the Stoics highly valued. Stoics used a mental exercise called meditations, which usually included deep thought. Though their goal was not to completely cleanse your mind, these meditations did help you become conscious of your emotions and ideas without passing judgment. Practicing silence can help you become more self-aware by showing you how your actions and thoughts affect others. Incorporate the power of silence into your daily life by doing these things. Set aside some time every day, even if it's just a few minutes, to simply think and observe. Quit looking at your phone, go somewhere quiet, and just be in the present. Nature can help you relax. Wander through the park, relax by a babbling brook, or just look up at the clouds. Relax and enjoy the peaceful beauty of nature. Mindfulness activities. Mindfulness breathing and meditation are two techniques that can help you train your mind to reduce mental noise and focus on the present moment. Doing what the Stoics do and accepting silence makes a safe place for your mind. Gaining inner peace, processing information well, and making clear choices about important things helps you deal with the challenges of today's world with more focus and strength. Number 12. When you're appreciating beauty, assume you are at the base of a magnificent waterfall. Mist lingers, sunlight dances on the tumbling stream, and the unadulterated force of nature pulses through your whole being. You appear to fail at words. There may be a great desire to convey this moment with a clever comment or a glowing social media post. Before you minimize the experience with words, though, remember the words of eminent Stoic philosopher Epictetus, who said, "True wisdom is to speak no more than is necessary." Silence turns into the most expressive language in these profoundly beautiful moments. It lets you completely enjoy the symphony of sensations, the vivid rainbow arcing over the sky, the cool spray misting your face, the deafening roar of the falls. Words frequently fall short in their endeavor to convey the event, creating a gap between your experience and its spoken version. How stillness enables you to really experience beauty is as follows. Deepen your sensory experience. Being silent enables you to concentrate on the sights, sounds, smells, and sensations all around you. You are able to appreciate the minute nuances and the overwhelming impact of the beauty in front of you because you are not distracted by spoken commentary. Engage with the present. Our thoughts stray a lot, hopping between the past and the future. An anchor of silence draws you back to the here and now. You are totally in the moment and taking in the beauty with all of your being. Arouse wonder and awe. We can be left speechless by the size and intricacy of the natural world. The quiet enables us to recognize this sense of wonder, a humble acknowledgement of something greater and more potent than ourselves. The virtues that the Stoics promoted also included seeing the beauty of our surroundings. Here, quiet turns into a kind of respect. It lets you appreciate the beauty you see for what it is, without using words to minimize it. There are nevertheless methods to show your gratitude without breaking the silence. A simple smile, a little smile shared with another onlooker, can forge a quiet connection that recognizes our common appreciation of beauty. A moment of gratitude. Gently thank God for the chance to see such beauty. A deep breath. Sometimes all it takes to completely soak in the beauty all around you and let it to resonate within is a deep, conscious breath. Taking the Stoic stance of deliberate quiet helps you to become a more attentive and grateful observer. You interact with the present moment, use all of your senses to perceive the world, and develop awe and wonder at beauty. Number 13. When you want to listen deeply. Imagine you are curled up with a close friend, and their speech is rich with the emotion they are experiencing. They are talking about a personal difficulty, a recent heartbreak, or a phobia that is eating away at them. There may be a great impulse to provide timely advice or to relate a story that is comparable. However, before you hurry to fill the quiet with words, you should take into consideration the wisdom of the Stoics, who placed a high importance on clear communication. When this occurs, silence transforms into a potent instrument that may be used to cultivate genuine connection and profound listening. To truly listen, one must go beyond merely registering words. It is about capturing the substance of what is being transmitted, the emotions that are not being spoken, and the vulnerabilities that are hidden beneath the surface. The following is an explanation of how stillness enables you to listen more attentively. Pay attention to nonverbal cues. Body language, facial expressions, and tone of voice can frequently disclose more than the words that are actually said. When there is silence, you are able to pay great attention to these nonverbal indications, which results in a deeper comprehension of the emotional condition of the person who is speaking. Identify the emotions that are underlying. People frequently do not communicate their most profound feelings in a direct manner. The ability to maintain silence enables you to establish a secure environment in which individuals are at ease expressing their weaknesses, anxieties, or frustrations. Embrace the pause. The pause that occurs between words can be loaded with meaning. There is no need to feel pressured to fill every need. The speaker should be given the opportunity to collect their thoughts and properly explain themselves while the silence is present. The Stoics held the belief that one should live a virtuous life, and this belief extended to cultivating true connections with other people. When considered in this light, silence might be understood as a form of active listening. This demonstrates that you are empathetic for the other person and that you are willing to be fully present for them. Become a better listener by utilizing quiet in the following ways. Reduce the number of interruptions. Resist the desire to interrupt with words of wisdom or anecdotes. Allow them to freely communicate their thoughts and emotions without interruption. provide indicators that are encouragement. A simple nod, a worried gaze, or a soft whisper of understanding might demonstrate that you are interested in and immersed in the tale that they are telling. Ask open-ended questions. After they have finished, you should ask them clarifying questions that invite them to comment on their experiences and sentiments. When you adopt the Stoic technique of attentive quiet, you transform yourself into a safe haven for other people. You provide them with a space in which they may be heard, understood, and validated. This helps to cultivate empathy, deepens relationships, and makes it possible for genuine connections to develop. To summarize, when silence is utilized in a deliberate manner, it becomes a potent weapon in our arsenal of communication tools. Utilizing the power of quiet to negotiate complex situations, develop relationships, and create inner calm is something that may be accomplished by drawing inspiration from the Stoic wisdom of the ancient world. It is important to keep in mind that silence is not the same thing as emptiness. Rather, it is a strategic pause, a retreat that is well-timed, that enables us to communicate with better clarity, listen more profoundly, and connect with the world around us in a more meaningful way.